Antonisha Garrett likes it in Elmira.
Coming from a fast-paced state like New Jersey, it's very different. It's you can really come here and get your life together.
And Garrett has tried to do just that. She's lived in the Southern Tier off and on for several years, and she's now in Elmira full-time. It's where she's raising her daughter, who was born last year.
We have this unhealthy relationship, my mother says, but I love her to death. That's going to be my best friend when I get older.
Garrett says her daughter has been a bright spot in a life that hasn't always been full of them. She spent some time in jail, but didn't want to say what for.
I did 8 long months, and that was good considering the crime that I did because, you know, people usually get years for what I did. And it's so funny because I call it a beautiful nightmare. You know, I got my head right in there.
There are stories like Garrett's across Elmira. It's a city of struggle. The median household income is about $30,000. That's why Elmira received $1 million from the state to attack poverty. Now, $1 million isn't a lot of money, but Elmira formed a panel of people like the heads of charities, elected officials, and a school superintendent to come up with a plan to spend the money in the most efficient ways. The group wants to attack poverty from 3 angles. One, they want to make programs already in place easier to navigate. That means increasing hours they're open and teaching people how to use them. 2, fund housing repairs. Susan Payne is a part of the Elmira panel. She says there are several problems with housing.
Cleanliness, environmental issues, having windows that shut in the wintertime so the cold air isn't coming through.
The third focus is employment, making it easier for people to get jobs and excel at those jobs. The need for a good job is definitely something Antonisha Garrett can relate to. It hasn't been the easiest thing to get.
I finished nursing school in New Jersey. I got sent to jail because of that crime. And then after that, I got pregnant 2 months after I came home. And then during the process of me being pregnant, I just transformed into this whole woman, but I still had that charge lingering on my back.
Since then, Garrett says she's applied and applied, but it's tough to get past the interview, which she says is usually when her record gets brought up. Nursing or not, she just wants a chance.
Give me a job that I can sustain myself, take care of my child, where I don't have to go to the system.
And the poverty panel wants to help people get jobs, but a task force can't make an employer hire someone with a record. Payne says those issues are handled at the city, county, or state government level.
A lot of the issues you just mentioned are regulatory and legal issues that we don't have control over at the local level.
Not only that, but whatever Elmira wishes to do is just that. It's a wish list, at least for now. The state needs to approve the plan before the city finds out how much it'll have to spend on each idea. In the meantime, Garrett says she has some help. She's big into the group Mothers Helping Mothers. Her own mother runs Elmira's chapter. It's a nonprofit that connects mothers to each other for things like rides, childcare, or just some advice.
When you surround yourself around positive people, the mothers of the organization are phenomenal women, you know, and they're older, so they love to help me anyway.
As for the help that could come from this poverty initiative, the state told local leaders they'll hear back soon. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.